95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man? You're actually, you're here. You're in person.
Of course.
It felt like you were sort of like a cardboard cutout yesterday.
No.
I don't know why.
I wasn't feeling up to myself.
No?
No.
Yeah, maybe it was all the rain. You love the rain.
Felt weird. Yeah, yesterday was a strange day.
It was a very strange day, especially when you look at it today. It's like, that didn't happen.
Right. It couldn't have happened yesterday.
It's a different universe.
But it is Friday.
Yes.
Which
Happy
means
Friday!
We're doing our old request fest from 5 to 7.
Hell yeah.
That's always fun. Take requests for upbeat weekend type, kicking off the weekend type songs.
Yeah, loud stuff, even if we don't usually play it. If we can dig it out, we will definitely throw it on for you. Speaking of usually don't play it, we have brand new Billy Idol to play here in just a little while.
Fantastic.
Early this morning, he released a brand new song. We're going to play it in just a few.
What's up with Florida?
Good question.
Family pranks.
Yeah.
Plus, we've got tickets for the LA Kings twice.
Yeah, we got a couple of games to
once
get you
for
into.
Saturday night, one for Monday night.
Yeah, so if you can go to tomorrow or Monday, be listening, and we'll give you a chance to get those tickets.
And we also have your tickets for Disney. We have a four-pack of Disney for you twice today during our show.
And you know, it's International Women's Day.
That's right.
So I'm going to play you the Foo Fighters right now, Pretender, but pretty soon we're going to play you the Pretenders in honor of Chrissy Hynde. We'll be throwing on some amazing women artists as the day goes on today.
Love it.
Happy International Women's Day. Whoa! Happy International Feedback Day.
Well, I'll get that.
Is that Chrissy Hynde calling you?
Telling
you to try and be more professional?
I don't know what's happening. Boy, that hurts.
I just saw Chrissy actually post earlier today, too, that that song right there, I love that song, Talk of the Town, is 44 years old this month. Yeah, she posted this awesome picture of her and the band doing a little publicity for that particular single. And she says, this is back in the day before Stylus. We just all showed up that morning. They took the publicity shot. They put it on the record sleeve, and boom, that was it.
Probably just looked in the mirror for a second and went, all right.
She looks great.
Yeah, of course.
So anyways, happy International Women's Day. A few more of those coming up.
So yesterday I was on my way to work.
Oh my God, dude. And listen to this story, people. This is insane.
This is the weirdest story.
Crazy.
Ever. On my way to work, I'm going on the 405 North to the 101 South.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit a giant piece of metal. Whoa. I don't know what it was. It looked like maybe it was a hubcap or something.
Right.
But it was sort of messed up.
In your fairly new car. That you love.
Yes, in my fairly new
electric
car.
Vehicle.
And the back left of my car sort of jumped up, and I went, oh no.
You ran right over it.
And I could tell immediately that my back left tire was flat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yes. And it was sort of pulling that way.
Oh, I hate that
feeling.
And
a guy pulled up next to me. He's like, roll down your window. And I said, I know, I know. And it was like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You're going the wrong way.
You're going to kill somebody.
He's like, your tire is flat.
Yeah,
I said, I know.
I
just need to find some space to pull over where it's safe.
Now, that's what's amazing. On the 405 North, as we all know, and so many freeways here in L.A., there's no place to pull
right,
over.
Exactly.
You're just in the lane. But that little tiny bit of property where you
there
landed.
Was just a tiny little spot that
yeah.
I could pull over.
And you pulled over and it was all sunshiny and it was cloudy, but
right.
not bad.
So I open my trunk mm-hmm. and I get out the jack
mm-hmm.
and I try to find my tire.
How many times have you changed tires, do you think, in your life? I have changed so many blowouts.
I mean, probably not more than 9 or 10.
Yeah, I did that in my first few years with my cars because they were such crap.
You did that many in your first 9 or 10 years?
Yes.
There's no spare in my car.
What?
There's no spare tire.
What? In your new car?
There's no spare tire.
So it's a run flat situation?
No. It's completely flat and there's no spare.
Why is everything getting so cheap? Everything's so much more expensive.
So I sit down in my car while off the freeway and I'm research. Does the Volvo C40, which is the car that I have, does it not have a spare tire?
No, like, don't be ridiculous. Of course it doesn't. Why would you need one of those?
And someone said, oh yeah, it can. Sometimes they'll put them underneath the car.
Ah, so you went and did you go
so
look?
So I got out uh-huh. on the asphalt that was underneath the car and I was looking and I felt it start to rain a little bit.
Raining, okay.
And then
this
I was like,
yesterday.
Oh,
all right.
That kind of sucks. So yeah. I still had my trunk up and I was going to leave it up just sort of to make sure people saw me.
Don't plow into me.
Right. And so then I got back in the car, and mm-hmm. I realized I had to call a tow truck.
Sure.
So I call a tow truck.
That's fun.
And they say 2 hours.
We'll be there in 6 years. Don't worry.
They say 2 hours. And
2 hours. Yeah. Where are they coming from? 2 blocks away, probably.
I can't imagine. I don't know.
You know, because it's traffic.
Well, so it starts to rain harder, and it started hailing.
Yesterday,
it was hailing.
I was freaking out. Everybody was sending me like pictures and video of it hailing everywhere. And then you're sitting on the side of the freeway and you send me this. You got to listen to this.
That's That's the Hale.
That's Kevin Hale yesterday on the 101 and 405 interchange. And it was hailing after you're sitting there. At least it didn't happen when you went out to try and change the tire.
Well, that's true. So then eventually the tow truck driver gets there. And by then, there's a tiny little river that's running right along where I'm parked.
The LA River's coming down that way now.
Sort of. Mm-hmm. It's not huge, but it's getting enough. There. And so the tow truck finally gets there. And I'm like, what do I do? And he goes, just get in the truck.
Oh, really?
So I thought, well, if I go around the other side.
Go sit in the truck, sweetie. I'll take care of this.
Right, that's how it felt. If I go over to the other side, to the passenger side, I'll be standing in water.
Oh, right.
So I'm going to get in the driver's side.
Hey, then, man, don't be stealing my truck, you bastard!
And then step over into the passenger seat.
Hey, I got some stuff in there. Don't be looking around.
Knocked over all that stuff that he had in there.
It was his meth
collection. Realized that I wasn't going to be able to pull this off.
Right.
Got out in the rain. Looked over. Pretty big river going right now.
Wow.
Just right beside his
truck. Still hailing?
Just right there. No, it's not hailing anymore. So I think, well, I'll just have to, if I do it quick.
Climb in,
You know, like almost cartoonish. If you do it really quick, you won't get wet.
This is when you go flying?
So I took two steps and my feet were soaked from the ankle down.
Oh, my God.
Socks,
shoes.
That's
always good for you for the rest of the day.
So
clearly, you're not going to be home for a very long time.
No. So I get in the car, and the guy hooks up my car. I mean, I get in the tow truck, guy hooks up my car, drives me to Galpin.
Well, now, hold on. As you're driving there, tell everybody what you were listening to.
Oh, yes.
He texted me. He was so pissed off. It was hilarious.
The driver was listening to one of my least favorite songs of all time, which is I Just Called to Say I Love You.
I just called to say Stevie Wonder's not cool anymore.
Oh, that song.
Station was it? It's like Coast.
I don't.
Thanks for coasting along.
I think it was 94.7 or something. I don't know, but. Yeah. I was just like, this is the worst. My feet are soaking wet.
Hey, you bastard, put on Rage Against the Machine.
Right. Something to wake me up. And the dude was high.
Oh, really? And he really didn't share?
No.
Oh,
he
man.
Didn't share. So I had to listen to that song, go all the way to
Galpin. You have to be high to listen to that, right?
They finally hooked me up with a rental car.
Nice.
And right I finally Galpin. Ended up driving home.
Wow.
That was my whole day.
You said you got home at like 8 or 9?
Yeah, it was like 8:30-ish. Yeah, it wasn't great.
What? Wow.
It wasn't the best day I've ever had.
So that's why everything sounded so
familiar.
There's
no spare?
I know. What is that?
What?
I mean, just put one of them little little bicycle tires on so I can get down the street away.
They're cheap little pieces of crap,
boom.
But put it in there. Right, boom.
What's up with Florida?
Miami man says airport bomb threat was an attempt to flirt.
Okay. Hey, baby, look at this bomb. Woo.
Friday, a Miami man told deputies he was, quote, trying to be funny and flirt with another passenger at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport.
Oh, man, they love it when you make jokes about bombs.
Nothing funnier
at airports.
At an airport.
No.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
So he said that he had, falsely, that he had a bomb in his bag. Alan Borinsky is his name. He's 70.
Oh, wow, 70.
He lives in Spring Gardens neighborhood.
You used to be able to do that sort of thing. You could have a big old time making jokes about bombs at the airport.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Two witnesses told deputies that while they were sitting at gate G11, Terminal 4, they heard him tell the other passenger something along the lines of, and this is what the guy is saying he was flirting by saying,
okay,
if the bomb in my bag goes off prematurely, I apologize to your family in advance.
Wow.
He's saying was flirting.
Has he seen the movie Airport?
Well,
Come on.
I can't speak to that.
Call him.
I'm guessing
not. Phone number?
Deputies arrested him, and he was later released from jail on a $7,500 bond.
Wow. You know, it's like, I guess no one has talked about it, you know, all this time, that you can't make jokes about.
Yeah, of course.
So
how would he know?
Yeah, and it's hot.
Nothing sexier.
Nope. Wow. Okay.
We both heard that song and thought, what, is this a cover?
Yeah. Billy Idol. Taking on, I had to look it up, a classic disco song from 1978. Rose Royce is who originally did that song right there.
Wow.
Love don't live here anymore.
I've never played this song on the radio.
Same.
I was vaguely aware
of it. But we both knew that lyric.
Yeah. I'm like, I know that song.
Wow, I like Billy Idol's version better.
Billy just released that today. You'll find it on the new Rebel Yell 40th anniversary. special extra track there for you. Love Don't Live Here Anymore. And it's a planetary premiere. Just showed up today.
I love that.
Yeah. Well done, Wilhelm. Very interesting. Now take on Casey and the Sunshine Band.
We have four chances to see the LA Kings take on the Dallas Stars tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. You can get your tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets. Or you can be caller 25 and place.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, it's Ed.
Hey, Ed.
Ed, are you ready to play some hockey slang?
Yeah, absolutely, Kevin.
All right, what's a clapper?
A clapper. That's when somebody scores a goal.
It's a slap shot.
Damn.
Well done, yes.
Paul Newman would know.
Well done. You win.
Right on.
You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Dallas Stars tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. Congrats.
Thanks so much.
Everybody else can get their tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets.
You guys rock.
Some hockey slang at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Perhaps that's GNR. Is it weird that that's becoming my favorite Guns N' Roses song?
No.
I like it quite a bit.
I like
KLOS.
It. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. A groom's brother confesses hilarious secret during his wedding speech. Have you seen this story?
No, I haven't.
He brings up a story from 20 years ago.
Oh, that's not a good thing to do, generally.
At
is it?
The wedding.
Right?
Listen to this.
Oh, no.
It was a wedding with all the usual high points.
There she is.
That's our woman.
Jeannie Mose. She rules.
She knows all the funny stories at CNN. And
yeah.
She used a lot of puns.
She's going to have a pun or two for you.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
It was a wedding with all the usual high points, the kiss, the dance, the romance.
Well, she really not only covered it all, but rhymed it.
Right?
That is cool.
But it was a 21-year-old secret about paintball that shot out of the mouth of the best man and hit his brother, the groom.
See what's going on.
See, it
there.
Shot out of the best man.
Just like that.
And hit the groom as if it was a paintball.
Just like
do you see how she paints with words?
Just like, look at you. Wow.
The story began when then 8-year-old Dylan Hannum wanted to go paintballing with his 12-year-old brother.
I asked if I could join.
This is the actual speech.
Right, okay.
And they shot me down.
And what?
They shot me down.
Okay.
Said no.
So young Dylan got mad and did something his older brother got blamed for.
I picked up a couple of Mark's paintballs, and I threw them against the house next door.
Okay, so suddenly, like, wait a minute, all hell's breaking loose.
He threw the paintballs against the neighbor's house.
Yeah.
And the groom is like, wait.
I got serious trouble for that.
Yes.
For years
now. He got in trouble for it because they thought his parents thought it was him because he had the paint gun.
And
the brother had never told him until now.
All this time.
21 years later at the wedding.
That was a great reaction from the crowd.
Dave Hannum pointed at his parents as if to say, I told you I didn't do it.
I got so much trouble for that.
He got grounded for a month.
Wow.
Grounded for a month.
So you're letting your brother take the heat for a month. And what, did he not suspect him? Did he not know that he had done
I
his
don't
own brother?
Have any idea. I mean, I don't know. It
took revenge,
doesn't
man.
Doesn't seem like it.
Revenge is a dish best cold served with
what you said.
I don't know, whatever. Yeah.
Right. Had to clean the paint off, despite telling his dad.
Dad, I swear to you, I did not do this. I will clean it. I will apologize. You know, but you have to believe me. I never did this.
It became a family mystery.
How great is that?
That is awesome. While they're getting married.
Yeah,
while
great?
Yeah.
The best man speech. He said he knew he was going to have to admit to it at some point.
Sure.
And that seemed like a good
one. I got a list of those. I'm figuring mostly on my deathbed.
So we're going to take your calls on family pranks.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
Or perhaps you have been holding a secret and your siblings
your
probably not listening.
Family secrets. I love that too.
You haven't shared yet. Maybe now's the time. Or maybe you found out something years later. Whatever it is. The family vat secret that came out.
That
right?
is a great idea. A lot of mine have come out, unfortunately. But,
sure.
You know, we had BB gun fights.
They would come out in public like that?
Not at a wedding.
Wedding reception?
No, of course not.
I mean, wedding? Actual?
No, that came out before.
Sure.
Because I was automatically the suspect.
Why would that be, Kevin?
In this case, it doesn't seem like
right.
they suspected the younger brother.
Seemed like he was maybe a good kid.
He was. Can you imagine being grounded for a month?
And you're the one who caused it. You're sitting on it that whole time.
That's pretty great.
Moogoo guy.
So family pranks or secrets, 818-955-KLOS. Maybe they never knew.
Maybe it's time they find out.
It's time they find out.
That's right. All right, now, continuing our salute International Women's Day with the one and only Janis Joplin on KLOS. That is not the Stevie Wonder song you heard in the pickup tow truck yesterday.
Nope.
I just called to say I'm boring now.
It just drove me crazy. Hated it so much.
Don't be listening to that if you're driving a tow truck.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Right now, we're talking about family pranks or secrets.
You know, I kind of had one when I was a kid. I was probably 10 or so. We were living in Arizona, so not earthquakes in Arizona.
But right.
For some reason, I found that if I shook the back sliding door really hard, glass door, it shook the whole house.
Like, oh, really?
All the doors in the house would rattle and shake. And I thought it was really hilarious that my mom got very scared and thought it was an earthquake. And so
we never had earthquakes.
No.
Why would she think that?
Because it
she just
sounded like an earthquake.
Yeah.
It seemed like it. So my dad was like, "No, the kid's doing it." He knew. He knew. And I'm like, she was like,
"Of course he knew.
How is he shaking the whole house? That's not possible." And the way he was looking at me, like, I knew I couldn't say, "Yeah, I did it, Dad.
Yeah, I did it." No, he knew.
Yeah, he just stared at me. And
there's
like,
no
one
question.
One of these days, I'm going to prove that you shook the whole house, you little bastard.
You have a family prank?
Okay, so me and my brother, this was in the 80s. Me and my brother were riding with our parents in the car. And my dad picked some stuff up from the, I guess it was like an auto place.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of lied to my mom and my dad saying that he you know, tasted the brake fluid. And so they had to rush him to the emergency, and they pumped his stomach.
Oh, no!
Holy cow!
They pumped his stomach!
They pumped it, He was only about 5 years old at the time.
Oh, my God!
But you never fessed up before, like, going to the hospital or anything that you were lying about it?
No.
You're a terrible human. Does he know that now?
He knows about it, but my mom and my dad still, well, my dad passed, but my mom doesn't know about it yet.
Can we call her?
Yeah, we need to call your mom.
Oh my gosh, she's at work right now.
That's okay.
Will she talk to us?
Well, she's a bus driver.
Oh, wow. So she can't.
Damn it.
All right.
But we love it. That's beautiful.
Yes, it is. Thank you
for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Family pranks or secrets. We're talking about family pranks. You have one?
I hadn't met my sister-in-law yet, and my wife, I told her to tell my sister-in-law, go up and ask Greg, that's my name, about his dad running the 100-yard dash at the Olympics.
Okay.
And she did. And she came up to me, and I looked at her with a stoic face and said, "Hey, that ain't cool. My dad don't have no legs."
That might be the greatest thing that's ever happened.
And that's not true, is it? He has legs.
No, not true at all.
How did she respond?
Yeah.
She started crying.
Oh, well, there you go.
Of course.
Sister-in-law put in her place right away.
Oh, my God. Well played.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. That's horrifying. It's great. Thank you, dude.
818-955-KLOS. Family pranks or secrets. Call now.
Damn, dude. We got so much going on. Disney tickets in just a matter of moments.
Yes, we do.
In 15 minutes, it's the All Request Fest.
Correct.
And we got one more song at least to play for International Women's Day.
That's right.
One of my favorite women artists.
We're talking about family pranks. You have one?
I had a little brother who very much liked that story about the announcement at the wedding.
Right.
He used to antagonize the hell out of me, and I got blamed for everything.
Right.
So he used to drink a lot. Me being the older brother, me and seven girls living in one house, it became a party house. Drink too much and pass out. And so we ended up having what were called Dave decorating parties. And one night we got him full on. I mean, we're talking orange and pink fingernails and toenails and mascara and makeup and the whole nine yards. And then we went ahead and held a mirror up in front of him while we played Rocky Horror's Sweet Transvestite at loud volume to wake him up. He woke up, smacked our heads together, and decided to try walking home about 12 miles at 3 a.m. in the morning. And we said, well, you're going to get either picked up by some gang members who are going to have some fun with you, or you're going to get picked up by the police. And you're going to end up in a tank, and they're going to have some fun with you. So I think you better hop in my car and let me just give you a ride home, and we won't say a frickin' word.
And did he?
Oh, he did. He got in the car. He didn't talk to me for another month. But you know, it was my little way of getting back at all those times that I got blamed for crap that he did.
Totally worth it.
Yep. Absolutely.
And we did it so many times.
Well done, man.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah. You guys are talking about the pranks?
Yes. Family pranks.
Okay, perfect. So me, I had a girlfriend at the time. We go to her best friend's wedding, and during the reception, there's people up dancing. Her and I start drinking and getting drunk, and we noticed back then, everybody had 35-millimeter cameras. They didn't have cell phones they could take pictures on. So what we did is, after we got drunk, we decided to go and steal everybody's cameras off of their tables, and then we took a picture of my ass. We went into the bathroom. We took pictures of, you know, my bare ass and snuck back on and put the cameras back on the tables. And then about 2 weeks later, she's with her girlfriends and everything, and they're going through the pictures and stuff like they got developed. And all of a sudden, it's like seventh picture, and then the eighth picture is like, what the hell is that? You know, and she looks at it, it's a bare white ass. So everybody gets them developed at different times, and then next thing you know, these girls start calling each other over the course of a week.
Whose butt is this? Whose bare butt is in my...
Whose hairy bare ass?
Photomat was really angry with us!
Photomat.
Yeah. So, and I don't think to this day she's even told anybody who it was.
Nice. That's pretty great.
I said, oh, you could tell them, yeah.
That's awesome, dude. Thank you, man. Thanks.
You guys rock. Love you.
By the way, we should also get away with LA Kings tickets.
Yeah. Oh, we should do that.
We have those?
You know, let's just do it now.
We have the LA Kings tickets.
We do have LA Kings tickets.
Let's give those away now.
Let's do that right now.
This is for Monday night, March 11th. Four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the New York Islanders at crypto.com arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at lakings.com/tickets. And if you're caller 25, we'll do some hockey slang. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Who is this?
Patrick.
Hey, Patrick.
Patrick, you're caller 25.
No flipping way.
Yes, flipping way. Never said that before.
I was trying to be caller 24 or 26.
Well, better luck next time.
Good luck. I mean, we were looking for 25, but listen, you go, you do you, man.
Thank you for not saying boom.
What are you guys up to?
We're doing hockey slang for hockey tickets. Do you want them?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, let's do some hockey slang. What is a flamingo? What's a flamingo in hockey?
A flamingo.
Just think about it.
You know what that is.
I do, yes. Yes, I do.
You put your phone down, Patrick. Look at you going online trying to find out.
A flamingo.
A flamingo.
Yep.
Three.
Like,
two. One.
A guy just floating on ice like he's not involved in any fight.
I'm sorry, no.
I like the try, though. That was nice. Well, better luck on being caller 26 next time, dude.
Call right back. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lindsay.
Lindsay, are you ready for some hockey slang?
Sure, I'm ready.
All right. What is a flamingo? A flamingo. You can sort of figure it out by knowing what the flamingo does.
When they lift their leg.
Yeah, when a player lifts one leg, standing like a flamingo to get out of the way of a shot.
Boom!
That's correct.
Lindsay, you win!
Yay!
You got four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the New York Islanders. It's Monday at crypto.com arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at lakings.com/tickets, but you won yours for free.
Woohoo! I'm so excited. Thank you.
We are off and running with the All Request Fest and a request for Rush Working Man. If you've got a request for the weekend,
818-955-KLOS.
Call now.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
We're doing Give Me Five. I'm sorry. We're doing our All Request Fest.
Very confusing in here. A lot of smoke.
Yes, it's very confusing, but you know what? I want to hear Girls, Girls, Girls by Motley Crue.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hi there.
I have a special request for the Request Fest at 5.
Cool. Right. What is it?
It is Bang the Drum by Todd Rundgren.
Nice one.
In honor of Gino Michelini, who was a longtime DJ at KLOS.
Yes, yes, yes. Very good idea. Very, I like that a lot.
Here you go for Gino Michelini.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
Thanks to that request.
Yes, agreed.
Sending that one out to Todd Rundgren. Very, very cool. RIP. Thank you for that request.
It is our All Request Fest, and we're going to continue doing it for another hour and a half.
Yeah. But we're out of songs. I don't have any more songs. I don't know what else to play.
We should take your calls.
Yeah, there you go.
What about that?
Is
this
Kevin
and Slugs?
Yes!
Oh, my brothers, can you pay me my Uncle Ted from Wangle Tangle?
Yeah.
Because it is Friday.
Why not? Hold on a second. I'm trying to check. Nope, can't find any reason. Oh, wait, here's a reason. Nope, still doesn't. Yeah. You got it, dude.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You take care.
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey, to you happy too. Friday.
Thank you. Could we hear some Led Zeppelin Bring It On Home?
Absolutely. Why not?
Awesome. Thank you.
Who's this?
This is Chelsea.
Perfect, Chelsea. Thank you.
Yeah, here you go.
Awesome. Thank you.
Happy that we're getting requests for that new one from Pearl Jam, because I love it.
That is great.
That is Dark Matter. It is the KLOS All Request Fest.
Hello.
Hi there. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Careless Whisper.
Nope. KLOS, hello. Huh? What?
Can you guys play Smoke Two Joints by Sublime, please?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Thanks, guys.
Did you notice the last couple of songs were all about marijuana?
Hey.
Hey there.
I got one for you.
Yeah, what do you got?
Let's go with Black Sabbath, Sweet Leaf.
There are, I don't know, 150 amazing driving songs.
Yep.
When you're out in the middle of nowhere and you've got an open freeway in front of you.
And that's one of them?
That's one of my favorites, actually. Deep Purple, Space Truckin'.
It is our All Request Fest. We're taking requests at 818-955-KLOS. Time for What We Learned. And what's up with Florida? A guy who made a bomb threat in an airport told police he did it to flirt with a woman.
Because, you know, that is a really good way to flirt. Hey, I got a bomb in my suitcase.
Always works.
I hope it doesn't go off too soon. Want to go out on our date?
That's what he said. And a family pranks. We were taking calls on that. And a woman called to tell us that she lied about her 5-year-old brother who tasted engine coolant. And he got his stomach pumped.
And do you know how much engine coolant he had tasted? None.
Zero.
And did she tell them before they pumped his stomach?
She did not.
It's just vicious, man. Hey, I had a damn good time with the little All Request Fest. I always love doing this on Friday.
Same.
We want to thank Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. They're giving away a pair of Rolex Daytona watches plus $25,000 cash March 29th. Details are yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly. And I am off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Happy International Women's Day.
Oh, Shirley. I love her. Shirley Manson is just the coolest.
She is, yeah.
Really doesn't get any cooler than that. A little homage there to the Pretenders, who just played Talk of the Town a few minutes ago, and Garbage and Special, sort of a nod to Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. Very cool.
That.
Happy International Women's Day. Mike in the City of Industry heard that we are celebrating women who rock for International Women's Day, and he said, man, you gotta have some Lita Ford in there. I'm happy to throw on some Lita Ford. Mike, good suggestion. Apparently wearing suits for the very first time on stage, the Beatles made their radio debut on this day in rock in 1962 on the BBC show Teenager's Turn. If you happen to buy Bob Dylan's 45 Subterranean Homesick Blues on the day it was released in the U.S., that was this day in rock in 1965. Some of the tracks that ended up on Cream's album Wheels of Fire, the double album, were recorded on this day in rock in 1968 at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco.